In the words of Lex Fridman, we need more citizen journalists. And this series will tap into your journalistic potential, I promise. Artistic expressions of identity. The fallacies of artistic expressions of identity. An unyielding pursuit of intellectual clarity. In the ever-evolving landscape of artistic discourse, one notion has gained considerable prominence recently. The creative expressions of identity. The fusion of art and personal identity claims to offer profound insights into human condition, elevated into the realm of significance that transcend mere aesthetics. However, this prevalent trend demands a rigorous examination, for it rests on the assumption that requires critical scrutiny. The tyranny of identity. Artistic expressions of identity, as they are currently celebrated, emanate from the belief that identity should be the foundation upon which art is evaluated and understood. This perspective, however, leads us down a treacherous path of self-imposed limitations. By prioritizing identity over artistic merit, we risk subjugating art to the demands of identity politics and reducing it to a mere tool for ideological indoctrination. The intrinsic value of art lies in its ability to transcend the constraints of identity and connect with the universal aspect of the human experience. Throughout history, artists have sought to explore the breadth and depth of the human condition, often delving into the complexities of the human psyche and collective consciousness. This pursuit necessitates a departure from the narrow confines of personal identity and a plunge into the vast realm of shared emotions and experiences. Historical precedents. To truly grasp the limitations of artistic expressions of identity, we must turn to history. Consider the works of renowned masters such as Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Shakespeare. These titans of art did not confine themselves to expressing their identities. Instead, they engaged with themes larger than themselves: love, death, power, and the human condition. Their timeless creations continue to resonate precisely because they transcend the narrow boundaries of personal identity and speak to the universal. It is worth noting that the laudable artists of the past did not indulge in self-obsessed narcissism or obsess over the minutiae of their identities. Instead, they recognized that art was not a self-portrait but a reflection of the broader human experience. By focusing solely on identity, we risk diminishing the potential for art to reach its zenith, a profound exploration of what it means to be human. The pitfalls of identity-centric art. In their current manifestation, artistic expressions of identity often succumb to an inherent contradiction. On the one hand, they claim to promote inclusivity and diversity, aiming to give a voice to marginalized groups. Yet, paradoxically, they often devolve into an exclusive enterprise, creating a dichotomy between the privileged and the oppressed. In this context, art is reduced to a mere representation of identity, creating a myopic lens through which all artistic endeavors are filtered, rather than fostering a genuine appreciation for artistic excellence. This approach risks relegating art to a means of political grandstanding. The focus shifts from the creative message to the artist's identity, depriving art of its intrinsic value and relegating it to the status of a political tool. The danger of stagnation. Furthermore, the preoccupation with identity in artistic expression threatens to stifle creativity and creative evolution. By narrowing the scope of art to personal identity, we risk becoming trapped in a cycle of repetitive narratives devoid of innovation and originality. Art should challenge societal norms, provoke thought, and invite contemplation. However, when confined to the constraints of identity, it often becomes formulaic and predictable, lacking the necessary dynamism to push the boundaries of human imagination. Conclusion. In conclusion, the prevailing trend of artistic expressions of identity must be critically examined and challenged. By subjugating art to the demands of personal identity, we risk depriving it of its transcendent potential. Historical examples remind us that art flourished when it dared to venture beyond the limitations of individuality, engaging with universal themes that resonate across time and cultures. Rather than succumbing to the narrow confines of identity politics, we should encourage artists to explore the human experience in its entirety. Let us celebrate art that transcends boundaries, defies categorization, and challenges our preconceived notions. By doing so, we embrace a vision of art that uplifts the human spirit, fosters intellectual growth, and reinvigorates the power of artistic expression in our ever-changing world.